Today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
And good Thursday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for the Refresh radio program here. We pray that you're ready to get this day going on the right note, or if you had a rough day, you're listening on the way home, that we get your night started on the right note. Anyway, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, and we want to thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM and WWBC 1510 AM. We're going to be talking today about the Lord's leadership, how that works in our life. And hopefully you've learned a few things as we're going through this. And here, whenever we get done at some point in time, we're going to talk about some other potential items that could lead us, and none of those are good. As I'm working through the process of this study, a lot of times you might think that this is all just rehashed material and everything, but it's not. I'm working through this and learning just a few days ahead of what I'm bringing it to you. As I've been going through the Word of God, I've been finding some other things. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I got 15 things that the Bible describes as potentially negative leaders in our life. They lead us to a place that we don't want to go. And so if we can identify those negatives, then we will know that God will never lead us in that way. And so that's kind of where the direction that we are headed. So we got guest speakers for the next couple of weeks at Merit Assembly of God on Sunday morning. You might want to check the schedule. We've got Sunday morning and Wednesday night, but we don't have Sunday night for the next couple of weeks. So just want to give you a heads up on that. So if you were planning a visit to Merit Assembly of God, you would not find that the doors are closed on that particular night. So the next two Sunday nights, we don't have service. We will have the following Sunday night will be our annual business meeting. That'll be the 24th, I believe it is. And then the next Sunday, we have a potluck dinner after church. And so we're going to be having a time of fellowship and looking forward to that. Those are some of the things that are coming up in the month of March. By the way, let me just take a moment to let you know that there is a Facebook exclusive that Merit Assembly of God offers. It is something that doesn't happen in our church service. It doesn't happen here on the Refresh radio program. It is strictly a Facebook exclusive, and that is, there are video announcements that my daughters do in their own unique style. And if you like our Facebook page, you can see that every week they do a Facebook Live on Sunday morning. And we also try, if we're not having a guest speaker, you will find that we will have a Facebook Live video of the sermon portion. We don't have the licenses to do all of the praise and worship and things like that. We try to keep ours simple. So we do that video, but my daughters have their own, following, if you will. There are people who tune in every week just to watch their unique take on the events that are coming up at Merit Assembly of God. So if you do want to know, you can log on to the webpage, and they try and keep that up to date as well. One of my daughters maintains the Facebook page. The other daughter maintains the Facebook account. And they have a very unique presentation. I've had people come up to them and ask them for their autograph because they thought they've been to women's ministries events, and people would come up to them and say, "I watch your videos every week. Who are you?" And so it's an entertaining way to keep informed on what's going on at Merit Assembly of God. So we're off and rolling into March. Let's take a look at God's Word. We're going to take you to Genesis chapter 33 today, Genesis chapter 33. And in verse number 12, it says, "Then Esau said, 'Let us take our journey, let us go, and I will go before you.' But Jacob said to him, 'My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die. Please, Lord, let my servant go on ahead before his servant. I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to do until I come to my Lord in Seir.'" The first thing that I want to talk to you about today in God's leadership is God leads us at the appropriate pace. We, as human beings, tend to be hurry up and get there. But there is a healthy pace to life. Now, sometimes that means that you're going to go a little faster than other times. I know that when running, pace is extremely important. And so you generally make sure that you have enough to get to the end of the journey if you are running. And if you are in a race or you're racing yourself against the clock, you want to make sure that when you cross the finish line that you have given it your best. But when leading livestock, a shepherd discovered that there was a healthy pace at which they could travel. That would be dependent upon how much grazing there is, how much water is available, what's the atmosphere, the environment that is being led. And that's why it's very important for us to remember how God maintains a pace in our life. And we would do well to remember that he is leading other people at a healthy pace in their life. Again, a lot of times we as mature Christians will look around and we'll say, well, why haven't they given this up yet? Why haven't they given that up yet? And why haven't they given that up yet? And so there was a time several years ago when a person called me and they were praying about a situation. And they made this statement: "As I was praying, God said for me to call you." And it's like, okay. And the discussion in their prayer time went like this: "Well, God, I'm not afraid to call him. I will call him, but I don't possibly see what he could tell me that I don't already have that I'm factoring in with this situation." And so he went on to describe the situation, how he was dealing with some people, and there was some sin involved in the situation, and they were both that these individuals that he was dealing with were claiming to be Christians. And so he had explained all the situation, and he said, So why would God have me to call you? And I asked this question: how long have they been Christians? And he just burst into a jubilant laughter and said, "I can't believe that I didn't factor that element in." Babies don't travel at the same pace as adults. People who are recovering from an injury don't travel at the same pace. People who are just getting off of a rest are not traveling at the same speed as people who are just getting ready to enter into a rest. And you might be listening today and frustrated that you're not moving faster. If that's you, I can perfectly relate to that situation. You see, there was a time very early in my ministry where there was a greater desire to minister than there was availability to minister. My wife and I had been married for almost 2 years. I had been sending out resumes for about 2.5 years, and nothing, no doors were opening. There wasn't much that was coming, and it was a very frustrating season when you send out over 200 resumes and people don't even send you a notice back. Thank you for your resume, but we're moving in a different direction. None of that was going on. And it was a long season of a very slow pace. And it was so slow and so frustrating that we had been married for almost 2 years, and I said, you know what? I'm tired of living out of boxes. I'm tired of having things piled up over here. I want to find a place for everything. We're going to take it all out of the box, and we are going to put it away. And if you know, this door of ministry ever does open, then we'll pack it all up and we will deal with it. But I'm tired of, you know, being at the ready and not moving. And so my wife and I, we did just that. We unpacked everything and put it in its appropriate place. And the very next day, a pastor called, asked if he could take us to dinner in one or two nights, met with us. We discussed that we were getting ready to go on vacation, and we never did return to our jobs after that because we were packed and we were moving. And if I can explain to you, that was about the last downtime, down season that my wife and I had in ministry for 20, well, let's see, that was 1987, and we have been at a fever pace almost the entirety of that time since then. I cannot believe the pace of life that my wife is able to keep up. I've got people in my church. I call them the Energizer Bunny because they just go and go and go and go and go. And several years ago, I told my son, I said, you know, after this project, I'm going to slow down. And he looked at me and he said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. And I don't like, you know, when people lie to me, and I don't like lying to other people, but yet I had deceived myself into believing that there was coming a time where the pace was going to slow down. And he said, you're lying to yourself. And I said, you know what? You are probably right. And you know, at times some of that slower pace would probably feel pretty good, but God leads us at a pace and he sustains us at a pace. Listen, there are examples in the scriptures that I believe show that God supernaturally enabled Elijah to keep a pace that caused him to outrun the king's fastest horses. And there's a place in the New Testament, I believe, that God gave Philip a supernatural pace to be able to keep up and have a conversation with a government official in a chariot. So I'm thankful for a supernatural equipping, but that neither one of those were the norm. At some point in time, you've got to say, God, I want to thank you that you lead me at the appropriate pace. At our church, I determined very early in pastoring that if I didn't watch out for the workers, for the volunteers, that they could become casualties, they could be burnt out. And so I will many times speak to my volunteers and I say, okay, you need to take a break from this. And that's, if you want to know why we don't have Sunday night services on a time, well, it's so that we can recuperate from a very frenzied pace that has been going on for quite some time. So we're very much into a pace for a marathon, not a pace for a 100-yard dash. Some of us need to realize that the urgency of the hour requires that God lead us in a quickened pace instead of a slower pace. And by that, I mean, you don't know how long you've got with that person. A lot of people hesitate and procrastinate and say, well, I'll deal with that later. And I want to tell you, sometimes we need God to put the pedal to the metal in our lives and lead us at a faster pace, because the urgency of the hour requires a greater effort. And I want you to understand that God will cause you to be able to operate at whatever pace he gives you in the grace. But let's not us be the one that controls it. You know, when I was a kid, we had a ride that would show up at the fair, and the amusement park that hosted the fair also had one of these rides. It was called the Himalaya. Well, the one in the amusement park did not go as fast as or as long as the one at the fair. And as they were going on this, they'd say, "Do you want to go faster?" And we said, "Yes." And he said, "I can't hear you." And we'd say, "Yes." And he said, "I still can't hear you." And we'd say, "Yes." And then he would put the throttle down, and next thing you know, I mean, your shoulder is just rammed. I mean, your organs are probably out of position because of the centrifugal force that is driving you. And all the time we're saying, "Do you want to go faster?" "Yeah, faster, 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 faster." And the world is trying to get us to operate at a different pace than what God would lead us on. Many people, in fact, I know pastors that said, "You know what? I was trying to operate with a 1700s ministry pace. The only thing is I live in the 2000s. So God may have your pace slightly different than other people. If you have been a Christian for a long time, there may be a chance that he's trying to get you to speed up just a little bit, or it might be getting you to try to slow down a little bit. Rod Parsley put this program out, so I'll mention his name. One night my wife fell asleep before I did, and so I was flipping through the channels. I came across Rod Parsley, and I was listening, and he said, I was asking God, why did I end up in the hospital? And God said, "Well, for the last year, you have been traveling around the country preaching a Sabbath rest to God's people, and you've been doing that 7 days a week. So the message that you have been proclaiming is not the message you've been living, and your body finally hit the wall that said it needs rest." God had a pacing for people in life that said, "You know what? You need one day out of seven to give that to me and cease from all of your labor. Your body needs a rest." The land needed pacing. So every 7 years, there was supposed to be a break. Every 50th year, there was supposed to be a break to allow the land to recover from the pace of production that it had been operating on. And so I just want to encourage you today. Ask God, how's my pace? Whenever my wife and I go for a walk, or we go for a walk with the dogs, or one of our grandchildren, I'm always trying to determine the pace that is appropriate for the person that I'm walking with, or the dogs, or whatever. Are we keeping up the appropriate pace, or are we exhausting them? And so I want to encourage you to take into consideration other people, where they are in their spiritual walk, and adjust your pace with them. You know, Jesus could have walked all night, but those men on the road to Emmaus, They said, look, we've reached our destination. This is where we're stopping for the night. Would you like to come in and have a meal with us? But he had journeyed with them all that day. But he said he was going to go on further. But they said, you know what? Come on in. God never gets tired. He never gets weary. You and I, we've got to allow him to determine the pace that is healthy for us. Let's look at one more aspect of leadership here today. We're going to turn to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. It's in the Old Testament. I just say that because it's a pastor joke that never gets tired. Some people might think it gets tired. Psalm 139, verse number 7. This is a psalm of David. It says, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Sometimes I just liked reading the Word of God, not because it has bearing on the passage, but somebody needs to know today that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody needs to know today that God's the one who formed you. Someone needs to know that God's works are marvelous, and that your days have been fashioned by God even before a single one of them had come into existence. Verse number 7, verses 7 through 10, describe that God is able to lead us from whatever point we find ourselves in our spiritual journey. He starts off by mentioning two extremes. He says, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. He's going to be able to lead you. He says, if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Not only is God able to lead us at a healthy pace, but he is able to lead us successfully if we find ourselves on the farthermost islands, if we find ourselves on the greatest spiritual mountain, or in the deepest spiritual valley that we could ever find ourselves. If we find ourselves at a point in the brightness of the day that is unparalleled, or if we find ourselves in a spiritual darkness that is like no other place we have ever been, God cries out through David to you and I and says, if you will let me, I can lead you from this place. Now, if David had made his bed in hell, I assure you that it wasn't because God had led him to that place. But God could lead him out. And today, you may find yourself at a place that God never intended for you to be. I want to encourage you to allow him to lead you through it and to lead you out of it so that you will never, ever want to return back to that desolate place ever again. Some of you may find yourself in a broken place today. Some of you might find yourself in a place that is beyond your understanding. You don't even know how you ended up here. And God has you tuned in to this radio program right now to say, if you will let him, God will lead you to the place he has prepared for you. Isn't that where we really want to go? John, the Gospel of John says, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. That's where God, he's preparing a place that you and I are going to get to experience the joy of his presence for all of eternity. I don't believe that God has a cookie cutter housing addition in heaven. I believe that he has prepared a place for each of us around the throne of grace that is uniquely prepared for each one of us, because he knows how fearfully and wonderfully he has made us. You know where God doesn't want to lead you? He doesn't want to lead you into a godless eternity without him. You weren't made for hell. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. You were made for the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were made for God's presence. Don't spend eternity without God. If you have spent a good portion of your life without him now, say, God, I can't do anything about changing that, but will you forgive me, and would you lead me the way you've always wanted to lead me from this day forward? That's the glorious hope of the kingdom of God that is ours. God is our Savior. He forgives. He is the Lord. He leads. He rules. He reigns. And he does it at a pace that you can endure. A friend of mine got saved. A friend of mine was praying, and God said, I want you to give this up. No one had to tell him except for God, and God gave him the victory over it. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.